Welcome to New Every Day. We are wrapping up our seven-part series, The Seven Roles of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we're going to bring it all to a close. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit is our refiner. Well, stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Jeff Weston.
I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And we're so glad to have you with us. We are nearing the end. We are at the end of a seven-part series found in the YouVersion devotional from J. Lee Grady called The Seven Roles of the Holy Spirit. You can check out back episodes on our website, neweveryday.tv. You can also find them and all of our other episodes from the past 3.5 seasons on YouTube, Kodi, Plex, Roku. You name it, if it's on demand, it's out there.
How about cable? What about that?
Yes, in fact, we are on KVDB-TV, Television for the High Desert, and that is in Southern California, so glad to have you with us. As I said at the beginning, seven rules of the Holy Spirit. We now are on the Holy Spirit is our refiner. It's like that big conclusion. What does refiner mean?
It's the last week, so we're concluding, and they all dovetail together. Dove, Holy Ghost, get it? Boom. Oh, there it is. I don't know. I'm thinking about sugar here for some reason. We're talking about refining. I don't know. Could it be?
I don't think it's quite the same.
No? Thing. Okay. I'm thinking of that song, Refiner's Fire. Sorry,
I won't be. I forgot about that song.
Come on, right?
Man.
Now, that kind of is where we're going here tonight. You know what I'm saying? We could be talking a little bit about the refining work of the Holy Spirit, or maybe a lot about the refining work. But what does that look like? Does that scare you? Does that surprise you? Does that make you say, what in the world are you talking about? Maybe all of the above for many of us. Who knows? But J. Lee Grady does a good job in saying this. When the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, came upon the 120 disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, he was manifested primarily in two ways. One, the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and two, flames of fire that miraculously lighted on or appeared on each person's head. Just picture that, eh?
Well, I'm picturing a bunch of people running around, going, terrified. But that's not it.
No.
You know, and J. Lee Grady goes on to say, I don't think we're talking physical fire, but
no,
a spiritual aspect of it.
Well, for sure. He says, like, well, nobody's hair got burned off anyway. We do know that. Anybody hurt? Anybody? Nobody's hurt here. And they were filled with joy. Wind and fire, obviously, like throughout the scripture, it's clear references to God.
Yes.
To his power, to his holiness. And the author is suggesting and stating to his refining ability and desire that just, yeah, that doesn't have, it's interesting. That to me, it doesn't have to be hard and laborious. In fact, it's the opposite. When God comes to refine, I'm almost seeing like a mechanic who knows exactly what to do to tune up an engine. And man, it's got the maximum horsepower, works with ease, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not, the engine's not going, oh, don't do that to me, you know, like, no, it's just the right twist or the right work by the mechanic, and he perfects that motor. God comes to refine his people, man, and we shine, we live, we become the very people that he wants us to be.
Yeah, for sure. When you look at the last six episodes that we've covered and all these various roles of the Holy Spirit, the fact that he's got it all under control. He's figured it all out. Not that it's, you know, he sat there and like, what's going to happen now? But like, he knows. He's part of the Trinity. He is God. The Holy Spirit knows it all. And he lives in us.
It's good.
And so if the Holy Spirit's going to be in us, it means he's going to see those deepest, darkest parts of your life that need maybe a little bit of house cleaning. Because he knows it all. He sees it all. He can walk you through it. He can comfort you as he, you know, rips up some of that grime.
Yeah.
But really, that's what the refining is about. You can't have the Holy Spirit in your life and not experience some sort of a change.
Oh, boy, what a statement. I agree. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. Do you agree with that statement?
I do.
You know I do. It's true. It's impossible for us to house God and not be changed. I'm thinking of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that passage of the scripture? Perhaps maybe some of you have never read it, so sorry, I shouldn't ask if you remember it. But there's a story in the Bible, a true story, about a prophet named Isaiah. And it says there was a coal of like a hot coal that touched his lips. And he says, when he came close to the presence of God, dare I say the refining presence of God, everything in Isaiah the prophet, he says, whoa, I'm undone, like, woe is me, the Bible says, I'm undone, like, I've come close into the presence of God, and now what it does is it reveals everything unholy. I'm not worthy to say or do anything for you, God. And that's how the prophet felt when he was very near the presence of God.
Yes.
I wonder, are we willing to get close to God, and are we willing for God to do his refining work in us?
I think the default answer would probably be no.
Back off.
We live in a society today that says, you don't tell me what to do.
Wow.
I'm an individual. I've got my opinion. That's your opinion. And we'll agree to disagree. Or rather, you should just see it my way.
How about this one? Right. You're not the boss of me.
Ooh, heard of that one before.
Yeah.
But that doesn't line up with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think... when I think about the Holy Spirit, I almost put the visualization of Jesus on him. Because he was sent as the helper in Jesus' stead. And we talked about that in a couple past episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were talking about the Holy Spirit as our intercessor, we talked about, you know, how the disciples and everybody around went to Jesus for everything. And so, you know, we can do the same.
Right.
And if the Holy Spirit was standing in front of you with the, you know, kind of the visual personification of Jesus, and he goes, hey, I'd like to tour your house. Would you show him everything in the house? Or would you go, Jesus, you don't need to go in there. It's just the broom closet. It's really, really dirty. Don't worry about it. I only want to show you the good stuff.
You mean all the stuff you push away when you know that unwanted guest is hurrying into your house?
Exactly. That's the crawl space in my house. It's like we got some people coming over. Where are we putting that? Crawl space.
This is the no-fly zone.
That's right. It's like, you don't need to go
You need a hazmat suit to go in there. Please stay away.
It's true. And oddly enough, in a past job I had, we're talking many, 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 many years ago, I used to do installations for satellite TV. And there was a home I went into, and the owner of the home, a really elderly guy, and he said, oh, the TV's here, run the cables into here. And I said, okay, I'm just going to check the basement. And I'm like, oh, I need to run the cables through the room. He's like, I don't know if I want you going in there.
Oh, boy.
And I go, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Well, if you want the cables to come up through the floor to your TV, I need to get in there. He's like, okay, here's the deal. My son died in that room about 20 years ago, and I just can't bring myself to go in there ever since.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff.
So, you know, I had a conversation. I respected the sanctity of that room to him.
Of course, of course.
What he didn't tell me is that in his grief, he trashed the room, like destroyed it in anguish. And so when I went in that room, it was completely dismantled. Mm. And having not been in there for 20 years, it was moldy. I've never seen spongy cement before, but the cement foundation was spongy because of all the mold and mildew and the destruction that was in there. And that one room condemned his house, as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, I went in there, I ran the cables, and I got out as quick as I could. But I think of that, and I go, how many of us have a room like that in our lives?
Oh, boy.
That we're saying, yeah, Holy Spirit, I don't want you in there.
Well, I wonder. That's a great question. Oh my goodness. Okay, did that just happen to you? What happened to me? That guy just wrapped me around his finger. I was like, what? I could see that room. I could
it's
feel
a
this.
True story.
Oh, I believe every word you said, man. But I'll tell you what, you had me right there. And Jeff, thanks. This is our friends. We want you to stick around. We're already through the first half of our show, and we've got more to talk about. Well, imagine we're talking about our awesome God, the Holy Spirit. And so don't go away. Stick right there. We'll be back after a few short words.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Glad to have you with us. We're talking about the seven roles of the Holy Spirit, and this one is the Holy Spirit is our refiner. Okay, so hey, if you're just tuning in, the reason why he's talking about this is just before the break, I talked about a home that I was in when I was in a previous job where the room hadn't been lived in, like nobody had been in the room in 20 years approximately.
Yeah.
And the cement foundation was moldy, mildewy, and spongy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the visual of that is enough. I mean, it's hard to take in. It was hard to actually physically be in the room. But
I feel better about some of my college terms now.
But J. Lee Grady kind of talks about that unforeseen area for so long with a great example, not unlike that one.
Actually, it's very true, but I'm still caught on. I'm still back in that room. J. Lee, thanks for rescuing me here. I need to come back to the land of the living. So he asked the question that we had already asked, is, are you willing to allow God to purify you, even in the hidden areas? Jeff, I'm going to say yes. That should be the answer. I'm willing. I've learned to love my God because he first loved me. Is that your testimony? I'm sure it is. Yeah. And so I'd be willing to allow God to purify me even in the hidden areas. I never always felt that way.
No.
And Grady says, suppose you have lived in the same house for 24 years. And then you decide to move. I'm just thinking about your story. The process of packing and cleaning that house is never easy. That in itself is like, I want to hire somebody, yeah, right? Imagine what you will see if you pull your refrigerator out from the wall to put it on the moving van. Ooh, have some of you done that? Yeah.
We pull ours out about every 3 months when I spill something. It's like, oh, I gotta clean under there.
Is something moving back there?
That's right.
It's like, hey, can we cook that for the barbecue? Okay, so it says, it's been in the same corner of the kitchen for a long time, he writes. No one ever swept under it. 24 years is what he's saying in the story, right? The tile would be filthy. The floor might be caked with layers of grime, dust, stray nutshells, specks of rotted food, lost hairbands, dog hair, unidentified stains that have been there for more than 2 decades. Oh, aren't you glad you tuned in today? He says, yuck, this would require some special cleaning to get your house ready for a new owner, I dare say.
You know, I've never lived in a house for 24 years. The longest I think I've been in a house that my wife and I have owned has been about 6. And even that cleaning was horrible.
Ooh.
Because you got little kids and the grimy fingers, and suddenly you start moving stuff out. You're like, oh, I forgot that wall was green. It's kind of yellow now. You know? It's like, oh, you can see where the picture was. All right, I get it. But yeah, I mean, that's a whole lot of grime underneath the fridge for 24 years.
Yeah, that would be quite a, like, I'm just, yeah, I'll probably be quiet, but I've, it wasn't 24 years, but I've needed to do some cleaning. And I like to clean, to keep a clean house too, as far as like, I thank God I live with a family who's clean. So I get it. But I mean, hey, even the best of us, right? Stuff goes down and it's all good stuff. You got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, I like what our author says. He says, it's a scary thought. And I think in all the joking aside now, right? But perhaps you may have areas such as this in your own life. And when I'm reading it, it's like, Lawrence, maybe you've got areas such as this. And I'm like, oh, Lord, search me. Huh? The scripture says that. Search me, Lord. Try me. Know me, Savior. Would you please, would you put the spotlight on me? Or maybe to stay in tune with what the scripture's saying, hey, fire of God, would you please come near and illuminate anything in me that is unwanting? Sometimes, the author says, we hide our secret sins in private compartments. Well, we learned that well from Adam, didn't we?
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
What happened? He blew it. He sinned. He ate of the fruit, and instantly, he's hiding from God.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap your mind around that. He's sovereign God, knows everything all the time, all at once. Yes. Trying to hide from God. And you know what the silly thing is? It's no less ridiculous when you and I try and do it.
That's true.
Or when any of us try and hide. And it's no less, surprising either, because that's what we do, isn't it? We do something we know isn't right, and we don't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
Even our God. And it becomes what might become that secret compartment, he says, right? Sometimes we hide our secret sins in private compartments. And actually, I have. And we know how to mask our ugliest attitudes. Oh, God. But when the Spirit comes in power, he comes to scour us of our grit and our grime. Mm. That's good, though.
It is good.
Right?
It's so good. You know, and, you know, for a topic like this, you know, instantly I think of things like, you know, pornography.
Hmm.
You know, those kind of taboo topics where nobody talks about it. You know, keep it under wraps. And statistically, more than 50% of males struggle with pornography.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you were to sit in your church and kind of look around, statistically speaking, not saying actual, but statistically speaking, half the guys in your church struggle with it, but nobody talks about it.
Okay, men, maybe you're one of those people. We've spoken to many, so there's no shame, and yet you do feel ashamed because it's kind of like some of that stuff that's packed in behind that 24-year not moved, you know, appliance.
Right.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're here and that you're listening to us, because the Holy Spirit is able to do a work that's amazing in things even like pornography.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true. And I know we're winding down on our time, but I want to take 2 minutes and give an example, again, in my life, of a not-so-secret area in my life, but an area in which I struggled that I refused to hand over to the Holy Spirit. It was my anger. At kind of the lowest point in my spiritual life, anger ruled me.
Yeah.
And
ever been there?
Yes.
You're not alone, that's for sure.
And it almost led to the dissolving of my marriage. With Jen, my anger was that bad. Now, thank goodness I never raised a hand. It wasn't violent, but I was a very angry, bitter person.
Yeah.
And at church one day, we had somebody who I'd never met before, a guest speaker, gave this amazing message. Couldn't tell you what it was about.
Yeah.
Like, it was, but it was good. And I remember my wife and I went up to the front, and this is just when we were kind of coming back to the church, and he looks at me and he goes, "You've got anger issues." Don't know the guy. So this is the Holy Spirit revealing an area in my life.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah.
So wait a second. You're just like, you respond, you get out of your seat to go and pray, and a guy walks by and says, you got anger issues?
Yeah. He comes up to us and he's like, "You've got anger issues." And I'm like, yeah, okay. And he's like, "I need to tell you something." He's like, "I believe God's telling me this. If you don't deal with your anger, your daughter will not go to heaven."
Oh, man.
I looked at him, I'm like, "We don't have a daughter." And he's like, "You will." You're going to have a daughter, and whether she goes to heaven or hell is solely going to be upon whether you resolve your anger or not. So in that moment, the Holy Spirit revealed to somebody else that I have an issue that was controlling my life that I wasn't allowing him to deal with. And he prophesied that we're going to have a daughter, and that my addressing that issue, that secret place, was going to determine whether she gets to heaven or hell. And I can tell you, I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an anger issue.
Thank God.
And she loves Jesus with all her heart.
She's on her way to heaven.
That is the refining power of the Holy Spirit. When he speaks into your life, speaks to a moment of a situation, and says, I need this to be dealt with. You have a choice. Are you going to deal with it? Or are you going to ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit, your comforter, your guide, your uniter?
So what am I hearing? You pulled the appliance out and said, God, go ahead.
We scrubbed the floor.
You scrubbed the floor.
Yeah.
You didn't hide it. You acknowledged it.
I fell on my knees and I said, God, I'm so sorry.
What?
Everything is different because of it. And I have a joy that I cannot explain.
Well, see, exactly. You're with me. Friend, you're like, why is Lawrence laughing? Because I know the guy, and my goodness, that it's so far behind him. You know, even that, yeah. I guess that's it's not even part of who we are anymore. That's right. What the scripture says. Like when the refiner, God, the Holy Spirit, comes and cleans us up, oh, friends, none of us need to hide from him.
No.
He's not mad at us. He's not against us. He's for us. But he's holy, and he won't entertain sin. That makes me want to serve him more. He's worthy of our worship because he is pure. He is holy. And that's what he does in and for and through each of us who lay our lives down and let him come in. Mm-hmm. Jeff, what would you say to someone who maybe thinks they have to keep something a secret? What would you say to them?
Don't. You want to let it see the light of day. And if that means going to somebody in your church, maybe it's your pastor or a close friend, and saying, look, this is my issue. This is what I'm struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not necessarily a taboo sin like pornography.
Maybe it's that
you try and fill a void in your life by spending money. You want to go shopping because it makes you feel good. There is something in your life that needs to be fed, and that's why you're feeding it with shopping and something like that. Give that to the Holy Spirit and say, God, search me. Point out that thing in my life that needs to be removed.
Refine me, Lord.
Like, all it takes is a simple ask, and he's going to go, all right, there's this thing.
Yeah.
And then when you resolve that, there's going to be another. Until the day we die, there's always a refining, because we're human. We have faults. But that's why we've got the covering grace of Jesus Christ and his blood, so that we are faultless.
Yeah. Just like we've never, ever sinned.
That's right.
Brand new floor, brand new appliance. No, none of that stuff. Yeah, it's awesome.
So good.
Friends, we are so thankful. We got to wrap it up. What an amazing series we've had with you. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks, God. Thanks for being amazing, Holy Spirit. Thanks for fulfilling all these roles in our lives. We bless you, friends, and pray that you'll continue to invite this precious God, this Holy Spirit, to be part of everything that you are. And when you do, look out, all heaven will break loose in your life. God bless you richly.
And you can check out this devotional we've been covering from YouVersion on the Bible app from J. Lee Grady. It's called The 7 Roles of the Holy Spirit. Great, rich message. I encourage you to read it if you haven't already. And check out our past episodes to catch all the past roles that have been covered in this. Thanks. Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.